briefly, but she recovers it out to Bridgewater for three. And that one's long. Rebound tapped around and pulled down by the Bruins. Montgomery hanging around. Looked like she might commit one of those lingering fouls on an offensive rebound or offensive rebound attempt, but doesn't. Bruins back up the floor, trailing by two with the ball. Crossover in the lane, pass out. Hubbard pump fakes, drives into the elbow. Out under the wing and out of the block for Wilson. And quick hands by the Jets, knocks it away out of bounds. And the Bruins will keep it on their end of the floor.
So when there was a big group of Jets, do we even, tonight, do we call them a hanger of Jets?
Well, it would be a formation of Jets. They got an eye roll from the athletic director within earshot on that one, Brian. 6:46 to play first quarter, 6-4 Jets. Oh, what a pretty move behind the back for Casey Shannon. Missed the shot, though, and a putback attempt missed by Bugs. Montgomery misses one, too. It's tapped long, and the Jets will keep it. Morris into the lane, into the trees, and we get a tie-up and a jump ball called against. Well, not against anyone, but it'll be Bruins ball, Kellogg.
And I don't know if Elizabeth Scherer get credit for that block, since it was a tie-up or not, but career block leader, we might be mentioning her name a few times this evening.
Yeah, easy to see here in the early going how she got that that title as the block leader. She's in there making plays. 6:17 to go first quarter, still 6-4 Jets. Bruins with the ball, though. Kellogg, and it's Lloyd chased out deep by Shannon. Now she drives into the free throw line. Shot's a little long off the elbow, rebounded by Montgomery. Gets it out to Bridgewater. Little drive in, dishes out to Shannon. She was open for a moment for three, didn't take it. Now from the wing, feed Morris on the block, back out to Bridgewater. Kind of a three-man little triangle there. Trying to feed Montgomery at the high post, passes too hard, and recovered by the Bruins. Lloyd brings it up the floor, works to the right side. Deep, now went back across the middle. So getting a screen there from Scher. Now passes to the top for Bannis. Trying to find Scher in the post. She gets it. Has to clear it out. Quick hands by Bugs in the passing lane. Stolen for Jackson. Fast break. Three on one. And Bridgewater takes it all the way. And got a little body contact. So she'll take free throws here.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on that one. It was a good strong take. But I think, too, if she just dished that one off to Shannon, she might have got the easy two. But she drew the foul going to the line.
Go earn them from the stripe. 5:25 to play in the first quarter. Jackson leads 6-4. A little scoring lull here. Bridgewater will try to break it from the free throw stripe.
Got some subs in. Jada Patton for Jackson, taking Morgan Morris's spot.
And Bridgewater hits. She's a 71% free throw shooter. Showing that there. And, yeah, Patton on the floor now for the Jets. And Bridgewater hits them both. 8-4.
So she knew what she was doing when she took it hard to the hole. She knew she was making both.
Lloyd coming over the middle of the floor here for the Bruins. Directing some traffic. Works the right side. Really chased around there by Casey Shannon, making it tough. Newly on the floor, Maddie Edwards. And now gets it to Hubbard in the corner. Back out to Edwards. She'll fire for three from deep and knocked it down. 8-7. We got a one-point game, 4:56 to play in our opening quarter.
Right now, Kellogg hot from the floor.
Bridgewater on the wing gets it down to Patton. She turns to go glass. Missed it, though, and almost got her own rebound. Instead, it's pulled in by Lloyd, and she starts it up the floor for the Bruins. Right side for Edwards. She hit from over there last time. Patton comes out to check her. Into the corner and a drive, well, cut to the basket by Hubbard. Well defended by Bridgewater, and she loses it out of bounds. Turnover, Bruins. Jackson ball. Up 8-7, 4.5 to play in the first.
I see both Lloyd and Scherer from Kellogg are both from Tekontcha, who plays some Jackson area basketball.
Bugs from the left wing into the paint, passes across court to Bridgewater. It's loose for a moment. Z gets it to Shannon in the corner. Now looking for Patton on the block, and the pass is a little too strong, out of bounds. Jackson turnover, 8-7. The Jets lead the Bruins. Kellogg with the ball. Inbound coming from Megan Follett. Point guard Lloyd here. Listed at 5'2".
It's always fun to get to say. College hooper at 5'2".
Yeah. And there's a drive and some contact.
but they're just not.
Just out of bounds.
Yeah, they're just going to say it's off Kellogg.
If Patton held her spot as Megan Follett tried to drive around, she went down and just lost it out of bounds. I don't mind. We've seen this a little bit. When the whistles are slow to come, it's not. It doesn't make things bad.
Yeah, it's a good flow.
Yeah, it keeps the flow going.
Right now,
into the high post from Montgomery out to Bugs. Patton coming across the lane and has to save it back to Shannon to reset with 3:45 to play here in the first. 15 on the shot clock. Bridgewater on the right wing. High post for Patton. She passes cross court. Shannon for three is good. Rattled a little bit, but got the job done. 11-7, Jackson leads.
Yeah, Kellogg went into a 2-3 zone there, and the Jets are going to have to knock down a few of those.
Edwards into the corner. Excuse me, Edwards gets it out of the corner to the top, and that's for sure. Swings it around to Hubbard. Top of the key here for Edwards. Works to the right side in the corner. Scher's down there. Back out to the wing. 3:08 to play here in the first. Shot clock's down to three, and Patton comes out to pressure. Steal by Shannon. 3-on-2 break for Jackson, and Shannon tries to float it ahead to Patton, and it goes out of bounds. Under 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter, an 11-7 lead for the Jets. I sometimes want to call Jackson the Vikings.
A second time here, Shannon's looked for Patton and just over outstretched hands. Maybe we need to tell Shannon that Patton's 5'11 and not 6'4. But good looks, just a little too high.
Over the midline here for the Bruins, Maya Wilson, as Edwards takes it at the top now. Right wing for Lloyd, deep. Dribbling against Shannon, gets into the lane, tries to finger roll, blocked by Patton, and now Jack's on the run with a 3-on-2 break. Patton goes right up the middle, and it's swiped away by Maya Wilson, so Jackson will keep it and have to do an inbound pass.
Shannon's getting a little extra exercise, as this is the second time she's had to go fetch a loose ball, and if you've been here at Jackson College, you know the end zones, if you will,
They should bring that net. They got that, like fabric netting, wall that they could bring down. Might make sense as they hit the jumper on the inbound. Is it Montgomery?
Maddie Montgomery.
Showing off the left-handed shot. 13-7 is the Jackson lead now with 2:18 to play. Edwards from the corner. Three-pointer is missed. Up high for the rebound, Casey Shannon. She'll look up the floor as she drives it up the middle into the lane. Drops it up Montgomery. She's got that jumper working, and it hits there, too.
Yeah, we said in pregame, Montgomery, don't discount her scoring abilities, and six quick ones for her.
Just get a find of that open space, and now we'll get a step on the out-of-bounds line and a turnover for the Bruins. Trailing 15-7, under 2 minutes to play. Substitution gets Hubbard to the bench for her first break.
Steve, you talked about the flow. We're here with 1:54 to go in the first and just one foul on either team.
Kiki Bugs for three from the wing, and Jackson continues the hot shooting, 18-7, with 1:43 to go here in the opening quarter. Lloyd brings it up for the Bruins, now right side for Wilson. Into the corner, thought about three, now she does take it. Kind of out of rhythm after she had it initially and then did fire it. Samantha Bannis missed that shot. It goes out of bounds, and Jackson will get the ball back with an 18-7 lead and 1:24 to play in the first.
Yeah, that's always a bad sign. Any little hesitation, you got to shoot the first time or don't shoot.
Montgomery into the elbow, gets it out for Shannon. She didn't hesitate, missed it, though. Montgomery rebounds, makes a move to the basket off the glass, and Montgomery with 8 points in the first quarter and a 20-7 Jackson lead. And that's going to draw a timeout from the Kellogg bench. And it's a 30-second break. Let's take 30 seconds on the broadcast. 5 to play in the first when we come back on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Stop living with pain. Do you have chronic pain or neuropathy? Have you seen multiple specialists with little to no results? There's still hope. At HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, they specialize in getting you results when others have failed. Call today to find out if you're a candidate for their breakthrough treatments to make 2022 your best year. HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, 517-784-3388. That number again is 517-784-3388.
HealthQuest Nerve and Disc Center, Dr. Bradley Dion, D.C. Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Here at Jackson College, the Victor Cubas Fieldhouse for the Jets. Doubleheader tonight against Kellogg Community College. The Bruins with the ball here in the opener women's game. Trailing 7-20 with under a minute to play now. And into the game, Cassidy Bishop for the Bruins. Also at the top right now, Samantha Bannis with the basketball. Works to the left side, goes around the screen. Pull-up jumper is an air ball. Rebounded by Montgomery, and Madison looks to bring it up the floor. Gets it to Bridgewater. Left side for Morris. Now out to the top for Bridgewater. Morris again in the wing into the corner for Bugs. Coming across the lane is, I don't know if that was meant to be for Casey Shannon or Madison Montgomery, but it's a turnover instead. And there's a move up the floor. And a floater is a miss. Gets her own rebound, misses again. And on the third try, it is Elizabeth Shore who misses the shot but gets free throws on the foul. It was Maya Wilson who had those couple shots at it down in the paint.
I think that'll be Maddie Montgomery's first foul, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure hits the free throw. 20-8 our score, 17.5 seconds. And both free throws good. Jackson will have 17.5 to score here before we end the first quarter. Bridgewater coming up the floor quickly. Right side for Morris. She drives from there, gets deep, and pull up off the window. She left it short in the face of a good shot blocker there, sure. And now 4 seconds as the Bruins come the other way. And there's a shot block from Montgomery. So two possessions there with just 17 seconds left. Come away scoreless 20-9 after one quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. You never know when you're going to need a plumber, but when you do, always know Grimes Plumbing is here for you. From minor leaks to clogged drains or larger plumbing jobs, Grimes has you covered. No job is too big or too small for Grimes Plumbing. Grimes Plumbing can get the job done before further damage occurs to your home. Take a peace of mind in knowing that Grimes Plumbing covers our work with a one-year labor warranty. Trust the experts at Grimes Plumbing. Online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Hello, Jackson. Joel here from Phelps Towing. Sometimes life doesn't always go as planned. Just know, as always, Phelps Towing is here for you. We can tow any type of vehicle, including heavy vehicles like RVs, semis, even motorcycles. We can help you out if you lock yourself out of your car, run out of gas, or if you just need a jump start. Phelps Towing can help you with vehicle relocation, winch outs, and with flatbed or wrecker service. When life doesn't go as planned, call Phelps Towing. 764-1921. 764-1921.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, let's put 10 minutes on the clock. Get ready for the second quarter of action. Jackson hot shooting and out to a lead 20-9 after one. You know, we did see some turnovers from Jackson, and that's not surprising. They average about 17 a game compared to about 13.5 assists. But I think they get some of those turnovers by trying to make assists where maybe one doesn't exist.
Yeah, and against the zone, they just need to not force that to the middle either.
Yeah. There's Bridgewater coming across the lane. Back up for Shannon. Across the lane for Bugs. Up a little strong off the glass. Rebound bounces back to her. And she missed a second try. Hubbard chases it down for the Bruins, but it's ripped away. Jackson gets it loose. And a drive and a layup for Patton. 22-9, Jackson.
Patton going strong. Lowering that shoulder. I'm not getting in her way.
No, I was going to say, every time she goes strong,
yeah,
she doesn't have a choice. She's just strong. There's a drive and a nice move by Maya Wilson, and she's fouled. She'll miss that layup, but two free throws coming for Wilson. We were perfect in free throw shooting in that first quarter, Brian. Both teams 2-for-2.
All right. You're right about that.
And make it 3-for-3. No announcer jinx as Wilson hits. 9:21 to play first half. 22-10, Jackson leads.
Steve, we have, speaking of Jackson, Jackson flavor right now. We have, you know, a couple girls from Michigan Center on the floor at Jackson High. Jada Patton.
Yeah.
Maddie Montgomery from Leslie just left.
Bridgewater up the top. High post for Patton. Passes out of there. Morris with a little drive move. Drops it off for Bugs. Got a little deep, but it was a nice feed. Just has to clear it out, though. And high post again for Patton. She turns around, fires, missed. Bugs in with the rebound, and the putback is good. Kiki Bugs puts her team up 24-10, 8:54 to play first half.
Jackson having their way on the offensive glass.
Bruins up the floor quickly. Wilson has it and nearly turned it over. And then Bugs gets in the passing lane, and it does go off of Kellogg. So Jackson gets it back, staying aggressive in the passing lanes.
I like the athleticism that Bugs brings. They have her listed at 6 foot, and she's long.
Yeah. She runs around a lot on the offense, too, so showing her doing some good cutting. She's on the baseline now, gets out to Patton from the high post. She takes it all the way in, missed the shot, gets her own rebound. It's blocked. Loose ball goes to Casey Shannon, and now picked up by Wilson, and she's trying to go up the sideline, breaking up the floor into the lane, and there's a layup attempt. They'll call traveling. And Megan Follett making a move. I don't know, two shots.
Yeah, I thought that was just kind of a good college move. A
yeah.
Little 1-2 and up, but I don't have the whistle.
Indeed. 8:14 to play in the half, 24-10. Jackson leads. We're going to get to that zone from Kellogg. Trying to feed Bugs out on the block. Gets it to her. She's doubled. Gets out to Patton at the elbow. She'll drive from there. Gets in deep. Got herself a difficult angle to shoot, but also drew a foul, and so free throws coming for Jada Patton.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, here Kellogg's in this 2-3 zone, and you would think that's eliminating any drives, but when Patton gets it there at the free throw line, she's just putting her head down and taking it to the hole.
And she hits from the free throw line. 8:02 on the clock here in the first half, 25-10, Jackson leads. I'll look to add to it with a second free throw. And that one goes down as well.
No, you're always a fan of the high arcer.
That was a, I was going to say the same thing. Little rainbow action from the free throw line. Yeah. But when it hits that just right, doesn't even make a sound going through the net. Hubbard brings it up for Kellogg now. 26-10, our score, 7:55 on the first half clock. Feeding down to Schur against Montgomery. And on the pass out, Jackson gets the passing lane. Turnover, Shannon running the floor, 1-on-4 break, and she just barrels through, and we're going to get offensive foul.
Yeah, and that was quick hands and good anticipation of Morgan Morris again to create that steal for Jackson.
Kellogg ball again here, trailing 26-10, Hubbard. Now right side for Follett to the top. Bishop in the game, left wing for Hubbard. Working around the perimeter here. A little crossover move down to the corner. And she's quick to get that shot up. It's Maya Wilson again. Missed it, though. Rebounded by Jackson. And Shannon, baseball pass down the floor. A little feed by Morris to find Kiki Bugs making a cut again. And on the missed shot, Bugs goes over the back on the rebound attempt. And Jackson with a foul there.
And nice job by Kellogg to use their bodies boxing out Bugs because, boy, they're giving up a lot of size right now.
Kiki goes to the bench, so it's Bridgewater and a couple substitutions coming in. Our first look at Anna Reynolds, also from Michigan Center. And she's been out. We haven't seen her yet this year, so we're glad to get her out on the floor. And there's a triple from the top for Kellogg. Megan Follett knocks that down with under 7 to play in the first half. 26-13, Jackson has him doubled up. Reynolds now with the ball. Right side for Morris going to the baseline. And that is Kelly Wilson. Big shot goes up from deep. Missed, rebounded by Follett. And here come the Bruins up the right side is Hubbard. And nobody checks her up. Gets it out to Schur on the baseline. Back out to Hubbard and out of the top. Follett just hit one last trip down. This one not as close. Schur saves it, but Montgomery able to grab the loose ball. Missed everything after making the previous three. Airballed it, and Jackson comes up with the loose ball.
Hey, they don't show it in pictures, just numbers, 50%.
Yeah. High post for Montgomery, swings it around. Reynolds open for three. She fires. That's long, missed everything, out of bounds. Kellogg ball, 26-13 with 6:04 to play first half. Hubbard dribbles up the floor for the Bruins. Right side for Follett. Goes to the high post for Wilson. She goes to work. Dribbles in, passes out, and now left side. Hubbard thought about the shot. Into the elbow, passes to the top for Cassidy Bishop. Bishop goes to Schur in the corner. She'll dribble out of there. replaced by Wilson in the corner, and she passes out to Sher, pump fakes, and her dribble move has Morris come through, knock it away. Out of bounds off Jackson, so Bruins will keep it with 2 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, it's always more difficult in the women's game when the shot clock's down. You know, in the men's game, you can throw a little lob up there, and,
yeah,
you know, they're not just going to be above the rim here. So we'll see what kind of play is drawn up here by the Bruins.
I hope they have the presence of mind to have seen that shot clock. And the inbound is erratic, stolen, and they don't even get one up. Anna Reynolds brings it up for Jackson College. Playing some point guard here, setting up at the top. Goes left side for Morris. Now to the high post for Patton. She's doubled there. And now she turns to make a dribble move. Took an extra step on the takeoff. Traveling violation.
Yeah, that once again, when Patton gets that ball, though, she's looking to attack, which is great.
And it, when she's getting at that high post, they're doubling her at first, but then one person that kind of leaves. And one-on-one, she's going to go past most defenders. Follett makes a move into the paint, tries to split two defenders, and maybe forced it up, but bailed out with a foul call. And that call it on the floor, though, so she'll inbound from the baseline. 5:07 to play first half, 26-13. Jackson leads. Bruins ball on the baseline. Inbound goes deep to Samantha Banas, left wing, and now into the corner for Follett. Dribbles out of there, gets a screen at the elbow. Gives it to Banas, who drives baseline into the air. Off the glass, drew the foul, and a free throw coming. Chance at the old-fashioned three-point play, Brian, 26-15. And I think that's going to go against Morris.
Yep, and I think that's Morris's second.
Team fifth, still just one foul against the Bruins here in the first half. 4:55 to play. Banas to free throw line. She's a lefty. That one's a little long. Rebound, they'll foul it and swatted away by Morris.
I think Jada Patton thought that she was getting two shots because she didn't box out on that one. And I think she even told the coach, yeah, I thought there was two. Right now we have 60% of the Jets team out there is Michigan Center Cardinal graduates.
There you go.
Reynolds, Morris, and Shannon.
Inbound goes to Bishop. It looked like she pushed off. Gets the pass away and fired up there by Edwards. Rebounded by Jackson. And Morris brings it up the floor. Sidesteps the defender. Scoops it. And knocked it down.
Yeah, nice little euro. Yeah,
little euro
like
step.
A full speed euro. Usually you see that slowed down a little
bit.
Yeah.
In between two defenders, gets the finger roll to go, and then gets the free throw and knocks it down. Morris with a big block on one end and a nice bucket on the other. 29-15 for Jackson with 4:37 to play in the first half. Kellogg ball. Hubbard comes and gets it in the corner, dribbling against Casey Shannon. Passes out of there to Edwards. Patton jumped in the passing lane, nearly got it. They go to Follett, clears it out of there. Deep two-point bucket for Hubbard is a miss. Rebounded by Anna Reynolds, looking up the floor. Shannon up the ahead, working against Hubbard, makes a move with the back to the basket, out to Reynolds, now high post for Patton. We know what she's going to do from there. Trying to get to the backboard. She gets down there, can't score it, but does draw a foul, so two shots coming again for Jada Patton.
Yeah, boy, if you're Coach Whitmer from Kellogg Community, you got to tell your bigs, you need to stand in there and take a charge. I know that's not a pleasant thought because Patton is so strong. But when she gets it, she's just going, bowling her way to the basket.
Yeah. They have to set those feet and take one for the team, and because otherwise she's just going to keep doing what she's been doing, getting shots in close and free throw attempts.
Yeah, she's either scoring or getting to the line, one of the two. And on her occasional miss, she's often gotten her own rebound as well.
She hits the first free throw, second one, too. That high arcing free throw style has been successful tonight. 31-15, Jackson leads. We got 4:05 to play in the first half. Lloyd on the floor again for Kellogg, working against Shannon on the floor. Left side for Hubbard. She pump fakes the three-pointer. Gets it back to Lloyd, though, on the wing. Now to the top for Hubbard. She's going to drive from there. Gets in deep, scoops, and she drew a foul. So what was a limited whistle early part of this game, we've seen many more coming here in the second quarter. That's the third team foul We got three team fouls, excuse me, against Kellogg, and now five against Jackson.
I feel like that happened our last game.
Yeah.
Where we talked about the nice pace, and then in the second half, it really turned into a foul fest. So we didn't jinx ourselves.
Hubbard missed the first. Second free throw comes, and she knocks that down, 31-16. Right corner for Morris. Gets down low to Patton on the block and makes a move to the basket. And you can see why Scher is a shot-blocking record holder, because she got a piece of that one. Called for a foul, too, but even against Patton, who's a good size matchup for her, she still manages to find a way to get a hand on the basketball. Patton, though, with two free throws here. And that one goes off the heel.
I did not want to say that she was 4 for 4. But she was, but I wasn't going to say it until that miss.
Now 4 for 5. She's got another try coming. 31-16.
Blame that on me.
Missed them both. Rebounded by Edwards, and here come Kellogg's. Excuse me, Wilson got that one. She's making a move to the basket. Picked up, though, clears it out. Lloyd for three. No. Rebounded Shannon, and here come the Jets. Shannon looking up the floor. Goes over the midline. Right side for Patton. Just a step inside the arc. She puts it on the deck, crosses over into the lane, doubled, and the call for travel.
Kellogg did a little better job of, you know, surrounding Patton.
Yeah.
Circling the wagons. That's what I was looking for.
3:16 to play, 31-16 the score. Wilson on the drive, and they call it. She loses it on the way up and out of bounds. Turnover for the Bruins. The Jets get it back. Bridgewater, Shannon, Bugs, Montgomery, and Morris on the floor right now for Jackson. Morris on the wing against that zone. Goes into the elbow area for Bridgewater. She has it knocked away. Still. Bruins running up the floor. It's Hubbard going up the left side as Bridgewater chases her down. Backs it out for Wilson. Takes a couple dribbles off the glass, and there's a pull-up jumper. 31-18 knocked down. The bank is open tonight, Brian.
Yeah, a lot of good fundamental shots happening.
Bugs steps back and fires for three. That's short. Rebound tapped long. Hubbard out to get it. And she'll run the floor here for the Bruins. No numbers, so no fast break. She'll pull it back for Wilson, left alone, and she goes to pull up off the window again. This time, no good. Rebounded by Jackson, and now numbers the other way. Bridgewater ahead of everyone. Passes a little too long. And I think she stepped out, but they're patient with the whistle. And they'll call it out on Jackson, though, won't they?
No, I think they say that Shannon saved it off of Kellogg's player's legs. Yeah, I definitely think Bridgewater was out of bounds when she first saved it to Shannon.
She's inbounding it, though, so no instant replay or anything. They get into Kiki Bugs down low, and she just patiently waits for a window to open. Goes off the glass, and it's 33-18 Jackson. 2:13 on the clock here for the rest of our first half. And it's Lloyd working to the right side for the Bruins. Wilson at the top. She's had a quick trigger at times tonight. She works to the right side. Bugs giving her a little space. Clear it out for Hubbard. Now she loses it on the way up. Bugs with the loose ball. Kiki brings it up the floor for Jackson. Works to the right side. Double teamed there. Going across the lane for Montgomery, and Wilson coming through late. Steals that out of the passing lane. She's forcing it up the floor quickly. And both Shannon and Morris went for the block, and we'll get a foul call. And I think we get that against Morris again?
I think he gave that to Shannon.
Was it Shannon?
Yep. There's one of those ones where if you just go hands up, you might get that call. But, boy, as you always say, you come swatting down.
Yeah, it's got to be.
They're going to get you.
You got to swat it out of the air. You can't swat it out of their arm, because they will. If you follow through, you'll often get that called against you. Wilson at the free throw line missed that one. Minute 37 remains here in the first half. Jackson still up, 33-18. 10-1 here in the MCCAA Conference in first place, the Jets. That one looked like it was going to roll in and rattled off instead. Anna Reynolds on the floor for Jackson, gets Morris on the run, and Morris with a nice finish at the glass. And 35-18, little Cardinal hookup there. Deep three there for Edwards, and she fouled on that shot. So three free throws coming for Maddie Edwards, 5'9 center out of Climax, Michigan.
That's going to be Maddie Montgomery's second foul. Yeah, Morris, that last play, she's got deceptive speed. She has like another gear that she sometimes puts it in and just blows by people.
What I thought was nice was the concentration, because you got that player coming in, the defensive player coming across and trying to swipe at it low, and she just kind of took it aside. Nice touch off the glass. As Edwards' free throw is good. 35-19 our score. We got 1 minute, 19 seconds remaining here. Just the first half of our opening game of our doubleheader tonight. And another free throw stroke good for Edwards. 35-20 now the score. Jackson Ball, Kiki Bugs, Z Bridgewater, Morris Patton, and Reynolds on the floor here for the Jets. As Bridgewater brings it up the floor right side for Reynolds. And back to the top for Bridgewater. Swings it left for Morris. Down to the baseline for Bugs. Crosses the floor to Reynolds. Passes out for Bridgewater. Drives. Pull up from the free throw line. Was a little bit affected by the defense, but she managed to get it off the glass. And she even made a face like, all right.
Oh, that was a deep one.
Bruins out for a deep three. Edwards, and I just don't think she got the shot away like she wants to. Airballed, but an offensive rebound here. 45 seconds. Foul it through the lane, out to Hubbard in the corner now. Edwards out on the wing. And Patton in the passing lane is loose. She gets the loose ball. She'll take it all the way down and finish the layup on the break. 39-20, Jackson with 30 seconds to play here in the first half.
Patton's eighth point of the game.
Foul it, left side. That's Bannis. Going to drive baseline against Morris. Gets around her. Goes for the reverse layup. That's missed. Reynolds rebounds. And the Jets back on the offense with 13 seconds. Shot clock's off. Left side for Morris. She looks up at the clock, makes a move past the defense. Scoop is short, but drew a foul. And Morris, like you said, that was that extra gear that she took off on that one.
Good job just knifing through the lane.
That's a good word. She knifed in there. That's why you're the best in the biz, Bri. The professor. English professor today, grammar.
Let's not talk about my grammar. Oh, I thought you meant my mom's mom, my grammar.
Morris misses the second free throw, 40-20 after she made one. 3 seconds for the Bruins. They fire up. Got a good look at it. Left it short, though. The air ball at the buzzer, and 40-20 is where we'll take it to the half. Jackson in front of Kellogg. So we take it to the halftime. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the half, and we'll get you our first half stats and set things up for the second half. Again, Jackson leading 40-20 here at Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, your home for the Super Bowl Sunday right here.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Jackson leading Kellogg. Doubled them up 40-20. And they scored 20 in both quarters, Brian?
Yeah. Just nice and consistent.
Yeah. So we could count it. Is it going to be 80 to 40?
Yeah, I think that's it makes sense.
Yeah. I know a little bit of math. Well, how did we get to 40 points for Jackson?
Okay, well, for Jackson, a lot of balance is what we have, actually. Casey Shannon had 3. Then it went Z Bridgewater with 8, Morgan Morris 6, Kiki Bugs with 7, Jada Patton 8, and Maddie Montgomery with 8. So, well, we have 5 players there hovering around the 6, 7, 8 mark.
Yeah, easy to see. They share the basketball and yeah, that's that. I mean, that kind of matches what we saw for their season points totals, that they have about 6 people who will score in double figures or at least close to that. And you can see how that happens with just working it around the floor.
Yeah, and just really good shooting, too, shooting like 43% from the floor and 8 for 11 from the line. So I don't care what the thermometer tells you outside. Inside, we have some heat going on. And it's the Jackson Shooters.
What do we have here? 15 of 35 listed from the statistics in the first half shooting. And Jackson winning the rebound battle 20-14, including 7 offensive rebounds.
Yeah, as you look across the stat sheet, there's nothing on there that Jackson isn't pretty much dominating right now against Kellogg. Kellogg only shooting 23% from the floor and 50% from the line. And Jackson just kind of having their way tonight.
And, you know, that's kind of living up to what we'd expect from the first team, place team playing the last place team. And we know that Kellogg was without a couple players tonight, too, on their roster. So their bench is a little short, maybe. And just, Jackson doing what they're supposed to do as the first place team with only one loss in the conference this year versus Kellogg. And we'll see if they maintain that in the second half and try to continue. I think interesting, like Madison Montgomery, 4 out of 5 shooting. Z Bridgewater, 3 out of 5. Kiki Bugs, 3 out of 7. And then Jada Patton, who was point blank a lot, only 2 for 9. But having good luck at the free throw line and got herself to 8 points. I say good luck, but good shooting, 4 out of 6. 8 out of 11 for the team in the first half. Your rebounding leaders are Madison Montgomery and Morgan Morris with 5 rebounds in the first half.
And Steve, that Jada Patton 2 for 9, I'm almost questioning whether the statistician here is giving her credit for the shots in which she's getting fouled, because I don't recall her missing 7 shots.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
Meanwhile, for Kellogg, your leading rebounders are Wilson and Follett with 3 each. We did have 2 blocks for sure, but that's not surprising, but it's the only 2 blocks for the team. 2 steals for Wilson. Turnovers, though, we had 3 of them for Hubbard, 2 for Wilson, and then 1 each for Bannis, Scher, Bishop, Follett, and Edwards. So the turnover, but 10-9, so Jackson's turning it over just as much, and those have come from Casey Shannon. She had 3, Bridgewater with 2, and 2 for Jada Patton on the turnovers.
Yeah, and when you're up 40-20 and you're Coach Brown and you're thinking of some things to clean up, that's the area I always look. I like to look at turnover versus assist ratio. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, like, I know you can't always do this with everybody, but I kind of like to have at least a 2-to-1 assist to turnover. Mm-hmm. And right now Jackson has that kind of the opposite way. It's almost a 2-to-1 turnover to assist. And that's,
yeah,
so that's something they can try to clean up there in
sure.
the second half.
But that's the thing for the whole on the season.
Yeah.
That's something they do. They average 17.6 turnovers per game to 13 assists. So, and like I said, I think a lot of that is it's not necessarily being careless with the ball, but they're trying to force it sometimes into places where it's not ready to go. And so I think that's, again, that's part of why they score so evenly across the board, is because they are all trying to look for each other and sometimes maybe forcing it a little bit to get it to somebody down on the block or at the high post and throwing it into traffic against his zone, like Kellogg's been playing tonight.
Yeah, and Jada Patton, who is such a strong girl, we talked about her, when she's in on the block clapping and waving her hands, it's even when you're a teammate, you're like, man, I think I better get her the ball. Like, she demands the ball. And,
yeah.
And I think sometimes, you know, you think, okay, she's really wanting it. She's open. I'm going to get it to her. And then somebody gets their hand on it. So,
Jackson out in front, 40-20 here at the half. And let's go ahead and take another 3-minute break here at halftime. Reminder that this is game 1 of our doubleheader tonight. We'll have the men afterwards. And that's all right here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. We're just about a minute 20 seconds from the buzzer sounding on the halftime countdown. We'll get into the second half. Jackson comfortably in front here, 40-20. We'll see what adjustments Kellogg made. And there's not a ton they can do. Brian's up, maybe got to get some more shots to go down.
Yeah, and you know, you said they're playing with 7 people today. And boy, just, you know, eyeballing it, I'm not seeing out of the 7 anybody over 5'10".
Yeah, well,
and Jackson's really, you know, taking advantage of that size disadvantage.
Yeah, especially on the offensive glass and some putback attempts, and when they get it down low with Patton and Montgomery's been it. Well, Montgomery's done more of her damage from about 10 to 12 feet, but Patton likes to get down low. Kiki Bugs has found her way down there a couple times, and Morgan Morris driving to the basket has gone down there. And as much as Scherr is a good shot blocker, and she hasn't been able to turn away enough shots to make a difference on the scoreboard yet.
Yeah, because you just look at Jackson's wings, like, you know, Shannon and Morris, and they're as big as anybody that Kellogg has, period.
Yeah.
So forget the Bugs and Montgomery and the size they have in Patton. Jackson's wings could be playing post for Kellogg.
Well, they'll try to match up again here. 10 minutes on the clock, 40-20 Jackson lead, and it's the starting lineup on the floor for the Jets. And I think that's the same for Kellogg.
You know, one thing, too, I want to point out is just the smiles and stuff on the Jets players. It looks like they're having a good time. And, you know, frequently when you're having fun, you play well, too.
Yeah, staying loose. Bannis drives from Kellogg right out of the gate, but gets it away to Wilson. Blocked by Morris. Bugs gets the loose ball. And coming up the floor, a little too high on the dribble. So that'll be a ball control violation. So the Jets turn it back over.
Yeah, and even on the turnover, everyone's kind of getting a smile over it. So, of course, in a 20-point game, you have that luxury.
Here comes Lloyd for Kellogg. Gets it to Hubbard. Now into the corner for sure. Surveys, takes a dribble, picks it up. High post. Wilson comes out to get it. Sitting up on the right wing. Screen for Bannis. Goes the other way. Now Bannis steps out to get the ball outside the arc. She gets a screen and pulls long off the glass. Montgomery rebounds. Gets it out to Casey Shannon, who dribbles up the middle of the floor here.
That was good team communication, too. I saw Bugs hollering out to Morris, who's setting screens. And
Morris on the wing goes across. Oh, nice little skip pass down to Bridgewater. Drops it down to Bugs for a layup. Good passing by the Jets. 42-20.
That was definitely hockey assist there.
Yeah. Hubbard on the right wing gets out to Lloyd. Jordan Lloyd working right side. Back across the top. Ooh, almost put it out there. Bugs has gotten in the passing lane a few times in the first half. She was looking for another one. Lloyd wisely held on. Now gets it to Wilson. Makes a move, and Bugs gets in the passing lane on that one. Wilson recovers the loose ball. Shots missed. Montgomery with the rebound. Out to Bridgewater, running the floor. Sets up at the left wing. Cross court to Shannon. Passes down to Montgomery. Left it a little short on the layup. Sure rebounds, and here comes Kellogg. Lloyd working up the middle of the floor. Drops off right side for Bannis. Stops. Gets Wilson coming across the lane, and we'll get a travel on Wilson.
And right now, just the ease of what shots are being taken. You know, Jackson's seemingly getting what kind of what they want, whereas Kellogg's just working for every little thing that they can get.
42-20, Jackson with the ball. Bridgewater left wing down to Montgomery in the lane. She puts up a little right-handed jump hook and scores it. 44-20, Montgomery with 10. To lead all scorers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're correct.
Fouling in the game now for the Bruins. Takes a three-pointer. Caught the bottom rubber. Rebounded by Bugs. Gets it to Shannon. Casey Shannon up the middle of the floor. Left side for Kiki. And she goes to the high post for Bridgewater. They leave her alone. Bridgewater takes a shot from the elbow. Miss. Rebound tapped around and loose. Kiki Bugs chases it out beyond the arc. Now out to midcourt. Bridgewater saved it from being a backcourt violation there. High post for Montgomery. She turns and looks. Double teamed. And we'll get a reach in against Lloyd. First foul for the half on either team. Jackson ball from the baseline.
And Montgomery is going to take a page out of the Jada Patton playbook and get that at the free throw line. Look to drove.
Yeah, I think Kellogg's really got to double all those high post passes. Shannon out on the top of the key. Gets it to Bridgewater. Works into a double team. Clears it out to Shannon. And she works to the right side and pressured by Hubbard, and they're going to call it against the Bruins. Another foul.
That's kind of a touch, one that we haven't seen today.
44-20, Jackson leads, 7-14 to play third quarter. They inbound it to Montgomery right on the baseline, and she continues her hot shooting night, knocks that one down to make it 12 for Montgomery. Leslie High School grad. Hubbard with a nice drive and dish to a cutting Follett, and there's a layup for Kellogg. They're on the board here in the second half.
Somebody fell asleep on their assignment for Jackson, left Follett all alone.
Morris out on the wing, gets it to Montgomery. She'll fire again. That one's long. Rebounded by Shannon. An extra chance here for the Jets. Cutting Morgan Morris. Reverse layup up high off the glass. And it comes off. Rebounded by Follett and the Bruins. Kellogg up the floor, right side. Follett. She's met there by Montgomery. Clears it out to Edwards on the floor. Follett in the corner, left alone. Fires for three. That goes off the backboard and off the rim. Rebounded by Bridgewater. She'll come up the middle of the floor here for Jackson. 46-22, they lead. Move, Bridgewater takes it right down low. Forces up a shot a little bit. Bridgewater, it was Bugs, had the rebound for a moment, taken away. Hubbard running the floor here for the Bruins. Gets into traffic and gets knocked down. That's going to go against Shannon. A little reach-in call.
It's going to be Shannon's third. A couple Jets looking a little winded out there, so I think we're going to get in Patton and Reynolds.
Bridgewater and Bugs go to the bench. Anna Reynolds out of Michigan Center, along with Morris and Casey Shannon, a Cardinal collective. A flock of Cardinals, as you might say. I don't think Courtney was listening over here. I didn't get approval or missed three-pointer here for Edwards, and can get a foul call against Shannon.
14, yeah. I think that's going to be her fourth, if I,
yeah,
if I have it correctly. They're
she
not keeping them on the board.
She hustled right to the bench.
Yeah, yeah. She yeah.
46-22, Jackson leads. Inbound from the baseline here for Kellogg. Cut to the basket for Wilson, and a kick from Morris, keeping that inbound from coming. Yeah, and that foul, Shannon was kind of trying to block Follett from getting to the loose ball out of bounds. I guess she was a little
just
too forceful.
An aggressive box out, I guess.
Yeah.
Morris kicking that ball there. She was an accomplished soccer player. I don't know if you knew that about her. In
I
fact, Jackson wanted her to play soccer here.
Morris steals the inbound pass into the corner, and do we get a timeout? Yeah. Morris kind of, she was defending on the ball, and then when the pass came in, she jumped in the passing lane and took it away. So it'll be Jackson ball on the other side of this 30-second timeout. We'll take a break here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Cascades Humane Society is a not-for-profit adoption center located on Carmen Drive, just south of the Elm Street exit of I-94. CHS also provides services such as low-cost spay and neuter program that includes vaccines and a pet food pantry to feed pets of those going through financial hardships. To learn more about how you can help, find adoptable pets, or upcoming events, visit their website at chspets.org. Brought to you by O'Hara Construction Company, an authorized Nucor building systems builder.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
5:58 on the clock here, third quarter. Jackson leads 46-22. Anna Reynolds accepts the inbound pass. It's Reynolds, Bridgewater, Montgomery, Patton, and Morris on the floor. Morris on the left wing. It's a screen for Patton to the hole. Morris stops, pulls up. Missed it, rebounded Lloyd. And here come the Bruins the other way. Lloyd up the right side. Eyeball on the floor. She was looking for Wilson there. Wilson's pump fake. Took an extra step on the takeoff. Common error in footwork that we see. We get at least a handful of those calls almost every game we do.
We like the shot fake.
Yes.
We're fans of the shot fake. You just got to put it on the deck.
Yep. Reynolds up the floor for the Jets. Left side for Bridgewater. Hubbard's guarding her. Screen Bridgewater into the lane. Strong move to the basket. And she won't make it, but she does draw a foul. And that's two free throws coming for Z Bridgewater.
Yeah, Bridgewater, strong girl too. Mm-hmm. Got the KT tape on her knee. Not sure what's going on there. It's kind of an odd tape job on the knee.
She makes the first free throw. 5:24 on the clock here, third quarter, 47-22 Jackson. And Bridgewater hits both. She's going to up that free throw percentage a couple points if she keeps shooting like this. And now we get a whistle. Timeout on the floor. That's coming from the Jackson bench with 5:22 to play here. Third quarter, 48-22, Jackson leads. We're back in 60 seconds on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Make the move you've been thinking about. Elm Plating offers comprehensive training for operators on all shifts. Starting pay, $17 per hour. Elm Plating offers a family YMCA membership from day one, full insurance benefits after 60 days, and has a 401k with company match. Apply online now at elmplating.com or walk into HR on Elm Street. Elm Plating recognizes that time with your family is important. That's why they'll work with you so that you can be there when it matters. Elm Plating Company. Come grow with us.
The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, dedicated to the development and prosperity of Jackson County. Through this broadcast, we are happy to promote high school athletics. We are also proud to give back to Jackson County by supporting the Jackson Community Foundation. Their mission is to connect people and resources to causes that strengthen and build our community. For Jackson, for good, forever. The Grace Group at Meridian Wealth Management, downtown Jackson in the Fields Building. Call 787-8860.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
5:22, third quarter here. Jackson leading 48-22. The Jets come out of the timeout. Same five that were on the floor when the timeout began.
That's nifty.
Jordan Lloyd gets it to foul it here for the Kellogg Bruins. High post for Wilson. She turns and looks. Supposed to make a dribble move. Patton turns around, knocks it away, and they'll say it's off of Kellogg.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not what Coach Whitmer drew up in the last time out.
No, I'm thinking you're correct. And although if they had called a reach-in foul, I wouldn't have argued. 48-22, right side for Anna Reynolds. Jackson with the ball, working against the Kellogg zone. They go down to the block for Patton, passes out of there quickly. And Bridgewater missed the shot, fighting with Follett for the rebound, and they'll say it's tied up. Jump ball stays with Jackson.
Been real impressed with the way Jackson is sharing the sugar today. The ball's touching a lot of people's hands before a shot goes up frequently.
Bridgewater inbounds from the baseline, dropping in for Patton right on the block. Puts it up strong, missed it, gets her own rebound, goes back to work in the lane. Too strong again, and they'll call her for a foul on trying to get her own rebound this time. 4:48 to play in our third quarter of action, 48-22. Jackson still comfortably in front. Kellogg coming up the floor, Jordan Lloyd, left side for Follett. Works to the middle, now in the left corner for Scher. Scher drives to the elbow, passes down to Follett. Pretty nice look and a good finish. Gets him on the board. Just there.
That was an and one probably too.
Just 4 points here in the second half so far for Kellogg. Just 8 for Jackson, but Morris at the top right now for the Jets. Going down to the block for Montgomery, and good look. But Scher jumped in front, knocked it away. It'll stay Jackson ball. Bridgewater from the corner inbounds to Morris and stepped in. She's still all alone over there. Anna Reynolds all alone, too. Takes the three-pointer and knocks it down. 51-24, Jackson leads. Hubbard giving him no time to rest up the floor to Lloyd. Top for Wilson. She gets in. Pull up from the free throw line is too strong. Rebounded by Montgomery. So Jackson comes away with a stop. Reynolds looking up the floor. Moving quick here. Gets it to Morris. High post for Patton. She goes right in. Off the block. Too strong. Montgomery rebounds. Passes out to Bridgewater. She makes a move into the lane. Pull up from just a step inside the free throw line. Missed. Rebound missed again off the glass. Reynolds comes out with the offensive carom.
That's 6 offensive rebounds in one possession. And that's not an exaggeration.
Yeah, Morris goes to Reynolds on the right side. Looking to get down to Patton on the block. Strong move, and she just left it a little short off the window. And this time rebounded by Kellogg. So 6 offensive rebounds where they come away scoreless.
The 7th time was not the charm.
It was not. Right side for Follett. Going against Patton. Patton looking to make a move for the ball. Called for a reach-in on that one.
And Patton's second foul within a minute. But fortunately for her and the Jets, just her second foul.
Kiki Bugs back in. Give Patton a breather. Foul it from the sideline. Inbound to Jordan Lloyd for the Kellogg Bruins. Left corner, Hubbard. Dribbles out of there across the top to foul it on the other side. working the perimeter here. Bannis thought about maybe a shot. Morris in her face gets it to foul it. She will take the three. Air ball and out of bounds. Sometimes those quick, like, decision three-pointers they've been missing everything on.
Yeah. Kellogg just struggling from the floor this evening. Yeah. And part of that is due to Jackson's good D. There's always seems to be a hand in the face.
Yep. Reynolds right side for Morris. She'll skip it across to Reynolds. Jab step out to Morris. She drives past the defense into the air, blocked away by Edwards. And Jackson will keep it on this end of the floor. 2:38 to play. Morris came over here at halftime and showed us she had quite a, I don't know what to even call it, just a scrape from basically her knee down to her ankle across the shin.
Yeah, from someone's shoe, she said.
Yeah, Bridgewater for three and off the shot. She didn't hesitate there. Good rhythm and knocked it down. 54-24 on the scoreboard. 2:24 to play in the third. Passing down to Bannis on the baseline, and Morris jumped in the way, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Bruin ball.
You've said that a lot this evening, Morris with the deflection.
Yeah. Out to Lloyd, and Bridgewater with a momentary steal. She couldn't corral it before it heads into that front row of bleachers.
You know, a lot of coaches actually keep that as a stat, deflections, and if Coach Heather Brown does, I don't know if she does or not, but she'll be pleased with the deflections this evening.
There have been a ton, and many of them have resulted in steals for her Jets. Bannis out at the top for the Bruins, dribbles into the elbow, passes out to Hubbard, coming around to the top. Onto the right wing for Jordan Lloyd, and then into the corner for Edwards. She'll dribble all the way out to the top and hand it off to Bannis. Kiki Bugs in the lane, steal, and a breakaway for Jackson. She'll take it, sidesteps the defender off the glass, and rebounded by Montgomery. Out to Bridgewater at the top, swings it around to Bugs on the right wing. She'll fire for three. Oh, that was halfway down and comes out. Reynolds, I think, had the rebound. Knocked away, or she fouled someone off the rebound, I guess. Kellogg ball, 54-24. We have a minute 45 to play in the third. And get a timeout here from the Kellogg bench. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 54-24 with 1:45 to play when we come back on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
I'm Dr. Randolph Penn. I run and operate Penn Chiropractic Center. There's no one that is immune to stress. We can't remove it. Stress accumulates over time, whether we're professionals that have high-stress jobs, people on the road driving. The last thing you want to do is wait till you have back pain. The best thing to do is get checked. And as we maintain and manage those stressors throughout life, this is how we're able to keep people at a high level. And our patients are the healthiest patients in town.
If being at your best health is a goal this year, begin your journey today. DocPen.com.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Kellogg ball, we come back here out of a timeout. We got free throws. Did I miss something?
Oh, well, Reynolds had gotten her, so I think that was Jackson's team fifth. It's a little
bonus free throws. Edwards at the line, knocks it down. Good knee bend. Good looking form.
If you're Kellogg, this is what you need. You need to get to the line. Something easy to happen.
Missed the second one. Rebounded, though, by Follett. Out to Edwards. Swinging around to Bannis. She'll pull up from the elbow. Off the glass. Missed. Bugs rebounds. And she was looking up the floor and held on to the ball and traveled.
But again, with a smile on her face.
Oh, yeah.
Bugs always seems to be having a good time out there. And why not?
It's fun to be up by 30. 29, excuse me. And a missed shot rebounded by Reynolds. Good ball handling there to get out of traffic. Running up the right side now into the middle of the floor. Drops it for Bridgewater on the left wing. She's surveying the floor. Left side for Reynolds. Now down to the baseline for Bugs. She skips it across to Bridgewater. Now to the post. And a quick turnaround up the window for Kelly Wilson is a miss. And on the rebound run out, Bruins turn it back over with a traveling violation.
A lot going right for Jackson College. Not so much for Kellogg today.
Bridgewater will inbound from the baseline here. Floats it deep to Bugs outside of the arc. Now comes into the wing, and she's open there. Fires for three, and Bridgewater confidently knocks down the triple. Under a minute to play in the third, 57-25, Jackson's advantage.
Bridgewater taking over the scoring lead today. That's her 16th point.
Right wing and a little drive from Follett. A couple steps inside the arc and knocks down the two-pointer. 57-27. Reynolds up the floor now for Jackson with 42 seconds on the third quarter clock. Right wing for Morris. She goes down low to Bugs. Good look to find Kiki. She makes a pivot move. Reverse layup is a miss, but Bugs will go to the free throw line.
Much to Megan Follett's dismay.
That'll get Elizabeth Scher back onto the floor for the Bruins. As Follett goes to the bench, 34.7 to play.
Follett with three fouls. Follett with 6 of the 7 points from Kellogg this half.
Bugs hits the free throw. Second attempt here. And both free throws are good. 59-27, Jackson leads. Hubbard coming up the floor for Kellogg. Left to center, now moves to the middle of the floor on the drive. Runner. Kind of forced up, but she does draw a foul. So free throws coming for Callista Hubbard, 5'4 sophomore guard out of Battle Creek Lakeview High School.
And that foul being called from the trail official. I know Reynolds was looking at the official standing right there, kind of questioning it.
Hubbard's free throw goes off the rim.
And what does that mean? That she didn't foul her, because why?
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie.
Hubbard about a 70.3% free throw shooter. She gets the second one to go. Reynolds coming up the floor. Shot clock's off, 21 seconds for Jackson. Bridgewater into the lane. Spin move into the air. Blocked. I don't know if Scher or Edwards got it, but it's Kellogg ball with 11 seconds. Hubbard coming up the floor. Kiki Bugs jumps out to try to steal. They get it to Edwards. Making a move to the baseline. Double teamed across the floor. Open look. Shot is off rim. Half a second. Morris's swing is too late. Missed jumper there by Cassidy Bishop. And with three quarters in the books, one to play, 59-28, the Jackson lead. We're back in 60 seconds at Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Jackson Public Schools, better than ever. District-wide building additions and improvements, 21st century learning furniture, added safety and security measures, and technology advancements for every classroom. All part of Jackson Public Schools' continued commitment to our students and our community. We are dedicated to providing our students the tools and environment to succeed. There is no better place for our students to learn than in person at Jackson Public Schools. Jackson Public Schools, bringing our community together to build a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness. Go Vikings!
Where did you first learn to swim? Generations of families have learned to swim at the YMCA. The Jackson YMCA offers swim lessons for all ages, including group lessons for youth and private lessons for adults. Lessons are available for beginners to advanced swimmers, and the YMCA even offers parent-child swim classes for infants starting at 6 months. Swimming is a life skill, a great exercise, and it's fun. Learn to swim today at the YMCA. For more information and to sign up, visit jacksonymca.org.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, reminiscing about swim lessons at the Jackson YMCA. They had two pools. They had the full-size one. I had some swim lessons in the smaller pool.
Good. Did they do the thing where they just threw you in and good luck? Or
no, it was
a
little,
that's a thing now, I think.
Yeah. There's a little jumper right out of the break for the Bruins, and it's Maya Wilson who hits, 59-30.
How dare Maya Wilson interrupt our swimming conversation with a baseline jumper.
Nothing but net. Morris with the ball now for Jackson. Left side, Casey Shannon back into the game with four fouls. As Bridgewater pulls up from the elbow, knocks it off the window, and 61-30 Jackson.
And that's her second bank.
Yeah.
From kind of dead on that you don't see very often.
Edwards for three, and Kellogg coming out smoking hot here in the fourth quarter. Triple try there for Edwards is good. Shannon back up the floor for Jackson, right side Bridgewater. They're giving her a lot of space. She might just fire that three up. They go down to Patton, who got real deep and just too strong off the glass. Rebounded by Kellogg. Here comes Wilson. Crosses over into the lane. Floater, too strong. Rebounded Montgomery. Scoops it to Morris, who gives it to Shannon. Jackson up the floor. Shannon to Morris on the left side. She puts it on the floor. Shannon right wing. Top of the key for Bridgewater. Montgomery flashes high post. Back cut for Morris. Passes a little awry. Morris takes it anyway around the defense. And the shot's missed off the glass. Little extra hanger on her left arm. And Morris is going to get a couple free throws.
Jackson playing a nice little high-low game. Getting the ball that high post against the zone and then looking back door or looking low.
Morris free throw comes off the heel. And that's a miss. Morris for a three free throw percentage at 65. 0% in this one, or at least in this quarter as she misses them. She steals the dribble, though, and she'll take it all the way in and score it. Morris making a nice play to steal that ball at half court and then take it down and finish. 63-33. Her team leads with 8:18 to play.
It's one way to get those two missed free throws back.
Edwards now to the top for sure here as Kellogg on the offense. Elizabeth Sure crossover into the elbow, passes back out to Wilson. She'll fire up. Partially blocked and rebounded by Montgomery. Gives it to Shannon running the floor. Up the middle, sets up at the top of the key here, right side for Bridgewater. And she'll fire that three. Off the rim, patting down for the offensive rebound and put back as a miss, but she draws a foul.
You see a little frustration on Patton's face right now. She's gotten a lot of those point blankers and just can't seem to get them to fall.
7:50 remaining in this one, 63-33. A couple substitutions from Kellogg. Jada Patton at the free throw line. And the high archer rattles out.
And Patton started 4 for 4, missed her last three.
That one, oh, it looked like it was going to come out. Instead, it does go in, so... You had the reverse announcer jinx there.
That's what I was shooting for.
You did it, Patton. Shoots about 45% from the free throw line, so she's having a pretty... That's not bad, actually, this game. Bannis looking to feed down to Edwards. Gets down to the block, and no foul call. Madison Montgomery just went straight up. They don't call the whistle.
Yeah.
Goes out of bounds, and Jackson ball.
It's about the third or fourth time I've seen that this game where they haven't blown the whistle, and I'm glad about that because Madison Montgomery's entitled to that space. Hands were straight up.
Round of substitutions for the Jets gets first time we've seen Ziana Talley on the floor for the Jets tonight. Kiki Bugs back in, so Patton will get a rest. Morris still on the floor. Bugs on the baseline down to Montgomery. She goes off the glass, and Madison Montgomery having a really nice game tonight. 7:22 to play, and her Jets lead 66-33. Step back, pull-up jumper for Follett is missed. She gets her own rebound, though. Clears it out to Bannis on the wing. Back to the top for Follett. Looking to the right side, now into the corner for Sure. Sure dribbles out, and Bugs right there for the steal attempt. She'll get called for a foul, but she's been very aggressive out there. And most of the time it's turned into steals or at least uncomfortable guard play for Kellogg.
Yeah, Bugs and Morris both have got a lot of those deflections we spoke of.
Inbound goes to Lloyd down on the block. She's doubled down there, and at 5-2, she's got to clear it out, and she clears it out, but Morris is right there to get in the lane, just as you had said. Bridgewater quickly up the floor into the free throw line, pull up off the window. This time the bank's closed, rebounded by Edwards, gets it out to Bannis, working up the left side, going all the way in, and Morris jumps in front to knock it away, and they say out of bounds off of Kellogg.
That's a good duck under. I don't think enough players do that. People aren't expecting that. If you can duck under them right there as they're going in for that last, just kind of throw them off. Because if you try to block it, you're getting called for a foul most of the time.
You slide in front, maybe swipe at that ball when it's down low. You get a chance at it. Jackson on the offense, Talley in the corner. We get a whistle away from the ball. And I think that's going to go against Madison Montgomery. She's going to go to the bench just then anyway as Kelly Wilson comes in. 6:32 to play. It's 66-33, Jackson. Need about 14 more points from the Jets to get to our 80-point total.
Yeah, and they were one short of making 20-20-20 for the quarters.
Edwards out on the floor with a ball for the the Bruins. Gets it into Wilson. Back out to Edwards. She'll fire for three. And another one for Edwards.
Her third three of the game.
66-36. Casey Shannon dribbles up the floor for the Jets. Left side for Morris. Looking for Bugs down on the block. And hand in the passing lane for the Bruins. Knock it out of bounds. Jackson will retain possession with an inbound from the baseline.
This time it's Bugs that gets to go chase the ball down.
Shannon will toss it in. As Hubbard comes back on the floor for Kellogg. 6:01 to play, 66-36. 21 seconds on the shot clock here for the Jets. They get in the corner to Morris. Sets up, fires for three. That's off the off rim, up high, and rebounded by Wilson at good position. She's quickly up the floor, and a pair of Jets come knock it away from her, and it was Shannon and Morris. Chased her down, and looks like it'll stay Bruins ball, and Wilson will inbound from the baseline.
You can tell Shannon realizing she has four. She didn't want to go for a block, just going to get the tip away.
Wilson, ball over her head, looking for Schur down on the block and the post, and a kick. Morris showing off that soccer skill again. Patton back in the game, give Kiki Bugs another rest. Jets on the defense here as Wilson will inbound. 5:52 on the clock. It kind of really trying to force it down to a player on the block. Patton knocks it away again. So it'll stay Kellogg ball. This time they'll move to the other side of the backboard. She'll try to feed it. Now Lloyd will pass it in. Maybe they want Wilson in there to receive the pass. They do get it into Schur this time. About 20 feet from the basket. Works into the elbow area. And Morris with another steal. On the break, it's basically a two-on-two break. Morris crosses over. Spin move off the glass. No good. Shannon clears out the rebound for Jackson. Out on the floor at the top of the key. Right side for Tally. Back to Shannon. Patton at the high post, get out of there to Morris. She goes down to the baseline, and a quick turnaround by Kelly Wilson. Looked like it might fall down, but bounces off and rebounded by the Bruins. Wilson coming up the other way, and she puts it off the glass too strong, rebounded by Patton.
Patton did a great job hustling back down, getting that defensive board.
Jackson back on the offense, and Shannon nearly travels, holding on to a pass that she thought might be a turnover. Now she gets it down to Kelly Wilson, running the baseline. Bruins knock it away. Save it. Wilson gets it in for Jackson, and now Shannon out on the floor. Morris on the opposite side of the glass. Pump fakes, makes a move to the basket, gets into the air. Shot's no good, but she's going to get free throws. Morgan Morris with a nice game tonight. Freshman from Michigan Center High School.
It's going to be Maddie Edwards' fourth foul for Kellogg. But down by 30 with 4:54 to go. I guess you get to stay on the floor.
Wilson will come out, though.
Oh, actually.
No, they said five, yeah.
Yeah, the official scorekeeper saying five. And since I'm not the official scorekeeper, I'm going to go with five.
Yeah. We'll say officially with five because they kicked her out. 4:54 to play here, 66-36. And Morgan Morris at the free throw line.
They said you don't have to go home, but you got to get off the floor.
And Morris lets that one go, and it's off the heel. Miss.
Couple of heel shots lately.
Yeah, that rim is unkind. That one goes in, just kissed the front rim and goes down. 67-36, 4:52. Jordan Lloyd up the floor for the Bruins. Working to the left side, into the corner. There's Hubbard. Eyeballed the shot, doesn't take it, goes to the top for Follett instead. Giving her some space, she'll fire that. That one's off, up high, rebounded by Shannon, running the floor for Jackson. She's going to quarterback that down to Morris. Follett saw it coming, jumped in front. Bruins the other way. Left side, Jordan Lloyd. Now at the top. Cassidy Bishop, right side, Follett. Going to get a screen from Hubbard. Pull it up on the baseline. Comes off, Follett catches her own rebound, missed the second shot. And rebound touched by Jackson out of bounds. Kellogg will keep it and inbound from the baseline. 4:16 on the clock. 67-36, and Morris with a third kick on an inbound.
They're all even laughing about it now.
Foul it. Gives it in deep. Tally steals for the Jets. Running the break. Shannon running with her. Left it loose a little bit. Takes it in anyway. Blocked partially by Hubbard. And right there to clean it up is Patton. Missed the shot again. And the rebound attempt. It's loose, and they say it's still Jackson ball.
Patton is just in disbelief.
Yeah.
At how many little bunnies. She just cannot get the ball to fall in.
4:03 to play here. 67-36. Jets ball. Shannon will inbound. It's Shannon, Tally, Patton, Wilson, and Morris on the floor for the Jets.
Patton's going to get a bucket right here.
Tally will fire for three, and nothing but the bottom of the net. Your prediction's wrong, but a three-pointer for Jackson. 70-36 with under 4 minutes to play. Excuse me. Foul, it'll pull up a deep shot. Looked like it was going to go in, rebounded by Morris, and she's looking to run. Recognizes they don't have the numbers. Pulls it out. Shannon at the top of the key. Right side for Tally. Showed she's got that range. They'll leave her alone, but she doesn't shoot. Looks for Morris instead, and it's bumped out to Shannon. She'll fire. Rebounded by Hubbard, and here come the Bruins the other way. Calista Hubbard sets up on the left side. Now to the top. Swings it around, and she was just looking to pass it quick, and it went right between Follett and Lloyd, so no receiver intended on that pass play.
It was a good pass to Maya Wilson. Unfortunately, Wilson's on the bench.
Jets ball again, 3:17 to play, 70-36. High post for Patton, passes out of there to Tally. She's doubled, skips it across to Morris, down to the baseline for Wilson, and makes a move around the defender, doubled down there, tries to put a shot up, and it's knocked away. And here come the Bruins.
Sure will add another block to her school record.
There's Sher. Now she's looking to add a couple points for her team and banks it in from straight on. We've seen that shot go down a few times tonight. 70-39 with 2:45 to play.
Usually that draws a smile from them. She just wanted to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm. Tally out on the wing. Sets it up for Shannon at the top left side now. And Shannon cuts around the defense. Lefty shot, no good. That looked like it was going to go down. Instead, it's tapped to Lloyd, and here come the Bruins up the right side. Foul it right in front of us, and then crosses over into the lane. Goes the opposite side, and her lefty layup is no good. Wilson grabs the carom and hands it to Shannon. She turns on the burners quickly up the floor. Now pulls it back out. Setting up at the top of the key, left side for Morris. Directing traffic, looking for Patton at the high post. Now Tally at the top of the key, right side in the corner for Shannon. She skips it across to Morris down to the block, and now Morris drops it for Patton, who came in across, and she was pretty open. Makes a move to the basket, missed, and rebounded by Follett running the floor for the Bruins. She's going to have triple team down there. Morris blocks it from behind her, but I think we're going to get a foul call against Morris, and that is the call. Minute 45 to play, 70-38, and free throws coming for Follett.
We were kind of hoping that Jackson would get to 80 tonight. I don't know that they're going to make it there with a minute 45 to go, needing 10 more.
And the free throw's good. This is Megan Follett, 5'6 freshman, East Leroy, Michigan, Calhoun Christian High School. And she gets them both to go. She's a part of a team, Maya Wilson, also out of Calhoun Christian. And now, unforced error on the inbound, and Jackson turns it over. 70-40, it's a 30-point game. They can cut it inside 30 with this possession. And the Bruins inbound goes to Sher. She pump fakes on the baseline. Almost traveled, but managed to make the heady move to put the dribble on the floor. They keep possession to the top for Lloyd. Shot clock at 17. Follett goes around the defense, pulls up. Off the rim, rebounded Shannon. Casey Shannon looking up the floor. There's Morris running the floor, going in. Sure won't block that one as Morris puts it off the glass. And 72-40, Jackson leads with 1:17. Lloyd quickly up the floor. And there's a three-point pull-up. Good. Set a long deuce. That was Cassidy Bishop knocking it down. No, it was a triple.
Okay, they gave her three?
Yep, left side for Tally now for Jackson. Under a minute to play. 72. Nope, they did correct it. 72-42. Shannon back off the rim. Missed. Foul it. Had it for a moment. Morris knocks it away. Chase is in the corner. Can't grab it, though. Out of bounds off Jackson.
All right, 48.7. All that's left now is, will this be a 30-point game?
We'll find out. Yeah. It is right now, 72-42. Kellogg with the ball. Bishop working around the screen, looking for Follett at the top. She's met up there by Morris. Now into the right corner for Hubbard. Clears out to Lloyd, top of the key for Bishop. Left side, Sure pump fakes. Puts it on the deck. Follett coming across the baseline. Sure sets up in the post. Doubled out of there. Follett for three. Missed. Rebounded Shannon. 21 seconds. Shot clock is off. Shannon to Morris. Back to Shannon off the glass. 74-42. A little Michigan Center teamwork there for the Jackson College Jets. Left side. Bishop's got it. Moving across the middle. Defended out there by Patton. Gives it to Sure. Now down to Lloyd on the baseline. 2 seconds. 1 second. Bishop fires. Airballed. And it will be a 30-point game, Brian. 74-42 is the final here from the Vic Cuis Fieldhouse as Jackson holds on against Kellogg Community College. And really, Jackson had 40 at the half. Kellogg managed 42 the entire game, so the Jets were pretty comfortable in the second half. Maybe took the foot off the gas a little bit. We had them for 40 in the first half, 34 in the second half. And the Jets victorious as we get ready for the second game of our doubleheader. We'll take 3 minutes here on the post game and give us a chance to catch our breath, do whatever little math we need to do, and we'll come back and do a post game slash pregame as Jackson College, the girls, the women, maintain first place in the MCCAA Western Conference, now 11-1 in the league, 14-4 overall, back in 3 minutes on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.